part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Live from New York, we're glad you're with us every single Saturday night, 9-11 Eastern, and then in various parts beyond. We are glad to be with you. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. When Stephen is normally with me, that's kind of what it looks like right there. I sit on one side of the table, he sits on the other side of the table. Normally, that's us at this very table. Wait, is this a mirror and a mirror that we have going on here? I'm not sure. For those of you listening by way of radio, I'm very sorry. That was a TV moment exclusively for those that could actually see the show. So jump online and watch it live at BaldwinMcCullough.com, and you too can find out what all the fun and frivolity is about. It's hour two. It is a historic week, and it is going to be a week, I believe, that has the potential to be one of the most divisive weeks in our nation's history. I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I don't wear a jersey in that fight. Here's my issue tonight. This isn't to pick on the president. I'm not interested in picking on anybody. Because you have Republicans that are pushing the same idea. This last week, Congress reported that the calls were coming in to different congressional offices at a rate of 498-2 out of every 500 against dropping bombs on Syria. Yet the president is saying he's going to go to the American people, even if Congress doesn't give him the authorization he's looking for. He's going to go to the American people on Tuesday night. And he said this yesterday. He's going to make the best case he can. What does he have to say for you as his boss to say, okay, you can do that? 888-340-3373. Now, before I move on to the rest of my callers, we ended hour one with a lady that was telling us her story. And I've never done this before, but I asked her to hold because I just feel like I need to have her tell her story again. And Salma from Denver, thank you for being with us on Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm going to bring you back into the mix here. For people that weren't listening at the end of the last hour, you have relatives and friends that are directly in one of the Christian villages in Syria that came under fire this week. Tell us what happened to their village.
I called them, and they were in, you know, one of them is in Damascus, and when I heard that, Malula being taken by the rebels, I called, and I find out that all the family coming, to Damascus, and I said, what happened? So they told me that it was like a checkpoint on that road to Malula. It's with the military, protecting that town. And what happened is a suicide bomber,
blew himself up,
blew up the car on those military. And then they said because they were planning to kill everyone. So what they did is the one who did not die from the bomb, they shoot him. And then, of course, there is no protection after that. They went to at this town, there is a big square, and they are really traditional people, and they are the only one who speak Jesus language, Aramaic.
Right.
And they celebrate, a lot of celebration at that square. And they celebrate the cross day, which is September 13th, big festival for that. And they have special occasions also for their own saints, like Saint Sarkis, It's like the protector of that town. Anyway, 6 o'clock in the morning, they heard a chaos in that square and calling, God is great, God is great. And they
when you say that, Salma, what you're saying that they are saying is Allahu Akbar, which is the Muslim
yeah,
God
Akbar,
is great.
Allahu
right.
Akbar, and they were shooting and kicking people and taking the people, telling them, you have to be a Muslim or we will slaughter you. You have to be a Muslim or we will slaughter you. You know, this is what happened. So they were really smart. Some of them, you know, who could escape, they tried to manage to, you know, to have the kids and the women, you know, let them escape. And then the men, they were fighting in that square.
Right.
And I asked them, because there is orphanage over there. And
right.
I asked them, do you know what happened to the orphanage? They said, no, we don't know anything happened, because at that time when I talked to them, that was like yesterday at 5 o'clock on Denver time,
mm-hmm.
In the morning. You know, at that time they don't know what happened, and you know the result of this battle. You know what happened in that moment. But I'm going to call them tomorrow morning and find out. You know what happened. But she said that she saw them when on her way, you know, escaping from her town. She said that those rebels, they were casting at the Christian and also shooting the statues of Saint Mary and also breaking the cross on the on the church. And she said that she heard also they get into churches and you know they destroy something in the churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what I've been told. And they were crying and they said that we are not safe. We're going to be prosecuted. They're telling them, or you have to be Muslim or we will kill you. That's it. And I want to tell Mr. Obama that please don't make the mistake and go to the war, because it's really big mistake. And, you know, we're calling for a democracy. Which kind of democracy? We are backing up those rebels, which force you to be a Muslim, or they will prosecute you.
Yeah,
and
it
you
doesn't.
Cannot believe.
It doesn't seem to be a very democratic force that we are supporting here. And Salma, thank you for your patience and for coming back on. I wanted you to keep there because I just wanted her. Thank you. I wanted to make sure that she could tell that story again this hour, because I just find it's the most powerful thing I can say. This is a woman who has relatives and friends in Malula. It was the Christian village that was taken over by the rebels this week. The rebels that are supposedly fighting for democracy, that supposedly were victims of the chemical attack. This is what we've all been told by the administration. We were told these are the people that they're the ones going into Christian villages doing this. And by the way, friends, there is no one going into Muslim villages doing anything similar. So you say, well, why are you just highlighting what's going on in the Christian villages? Well, that's not nearly as relevant, because what's going on with the Christian villages is really where the persecution is taking place. So you have a secular government who, okay, they're bad. I don't make any bones about that. Assad's a bad guy. But under his, current situation, he is being challenged by a group of people that have literally no soul. They will chop your head off as look at you. And we want to become the Air Force of Al-Qaeda? We want to drop bombs on behalf of Al-Qaeda? And John Kerry said this week, if we don't drop bombs on Al-Qaeda's behalf, that Al-Qaeda will grow stronger and they'll somehow take over the world. Which I would think if we kill their enemy, that's really going to happen much faster. But, you know, I'm not as highly educated as John Kerry, so he probably has some sort of advantage over me that I'm missing. I just kind of keep it boiled down to common sense. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Let's take another call from Dan in Louisville, who's been very patient listening to AM 970. Dan, thank you for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm a person who believes, I guess, that we are probably on the edge of World War III, And the reason that I believe that is because I think that what we are doing in the Middle East is, or if we bomb Syria, it's about preventing a monopoly of control between, you know, the Persian Empire and the Syrian Empire. And the French had divided Syria for the same reason. They did not want Syria to unite with the Persia. And so I believe that that the real reason, even though al-Assad, Bashar al-Assad is more similar to our way of thinking, I believe the real reason that we would be bombing is to prevent that merger or nexus.
All right, Dan, on that note, I got to take a break. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. And before I get to my next caller, I just swing the camera, Nick. I want you to take a look at the you know what GIFs are? GIFs are these new art forms that are popping up, memes all over the internet. And this is one that has been circling the globe for the last 24 hours. I will read it for those of you listening by way of radio tonight. It's a photo of President Obama standing behind the podium in the press office. And it says, as I plunge the world into World War III, please remember, it's all Bush's fault and you're a racist. I just, you know, it's probably, maybe we're going to get that on Tuesday night. Who knows? Maybe that's going to be the, maybe that's going to be the end result of what he's going to say. I don't know. Maybe he's going to blame this all on Bush. He'll probably for sure blame at least part of it on Stephen Baldwin, who's on line four with us. Stephen, welcome to your own show. Hello, Stephen. Earth to Stephen. Stephen Baldwin, come in.
I'm laughing at you, my brother.
Yes, many people do all the time, so thank you for adding to the collection.
I love how you go, maybe that's what we're going to
Well, the thing is,
I know you so well. That
Stephen,
like,
what can he say? He's going to come to the people on Tuesday night. What can he say? They're getting 498-2 calls going into Congress against this. What can he possibly tell us on Tuesday, besides it's Bush's fault and you're a racist if you disagree? What can he say that's going to convince people?
Well, before I give my kind of Stevie B dopey answer.
And we're waiting for that. We're holding our breath on that one.
I like, and you know, we're into the second hour now, so I'm hoping I can unplug your heightened level of sarcasm and just see if I can get you to really, I mean, what would be Kevin McCullough's foreign policy perception where, you know, obviously I know that you know, and my opinion is that we have to do something, so knowing that he's probably gonna do something, because you just said it's 400 and whatever to two, that people are saying do not do anything. Is
right.
that correct?
Yep. It's the weirdest, Stephen. It's the weirdest bedfellows you've ever seen in Washington, because you've got Obama and Boehner saying let's go. You've got the almost all of the Republican caucus in Congress saying no way. Over in the Senate, you've got most of the senators saying, both Republican and Democrat, yeah, we got to do something. And then the grassroots of the American people are saying, you haven't shown us one reason why you should do anything yet. That's what the American people are saying. They're not saying, you know, we're not going to give you the power to do this, but they're saying, show us one legitimate reason as to why we should, because there's been nothing that's been demonstrated yet.
Right. And that's the quagmire that he has created. So first I want to hear what Kevin McCullough's perception is as to why it would be logical to do something. But before you say that,
go ahead.
What I want to say is, isn't this the bed that President Obama has made? He made this bed. He said to the world, he said to America when he was running on his first term, you know, we shouldn't be the world's police, and we shouldn't do this, and we got to stop with all the war and what we're doing military, you know, around the world. So now, you got the whole, everybody in the U.S. saying, okay, Mr. President. Sorry?
I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So now you got everybody in America saying, well okay, Mr. President, you know, you know, you're right. You've changed the way we think now, so now we're going to call 400 times, you know, to two phone calls every day and say, you're right, Mr. President, maybe we shouldn't get involved, you know, in this economy. Maybe we shouldn't get it. But what's the ramifications of us not getting involved?
Well, and to be candid, and you and I haven't really spoken very candidly about this with each other yet, I'm still trying to figure out the basis for our involvement. I don't see, and part of it is because there's just more truth that's been coming to light. You know, the chemical weapons attacks started back in March, and it is likely that both sides have been using the chemical weapons, and it is likely that both sides have killed significant numbers of people with the chemical weapons. But what's also true is that 140,000 people died with bombs and bullets before the chemicals ever got involved. This is so clearly a fight between the Assad regime, who are not good people, and the rebellion that's been wholly co-opted by Al-Qaeda. And now they're taking over Christian villages and slaughtering. We had a woman start the hour with us that just was on the phone with people in Malula, Syria, yesterday, where the rebels and Al-Qaeda are forcing conversion to Islam, or they're killing people. It's one of those things where you've got bad guys in the Syrian government. Al-Qaeda's running the rebellion. And at the end of the day, you don't have any real clear-cut good guy. Both of them are using the chemical weapons. Both of them are killing innocent civilians. And it seems to me that we have no clearly defined purpose in what we're doing. And if we drop bombs on the Syrian military, then what we're doing is we're advancing the cause of Al-Qaeda. And that, for the life of me, I can't figure out. So that's my thumbnail sketch. Did we lose Stephen? Is he back? Line four?
So, you know, exactly to what you said,
yeah.
If we have enough intelligence that says it's a no-win situation whether we do something or not, that's kind of a crazy place to be. And then the question that you have to ask yourself after that is, should the president have done something sooner?
Well, there's no question on that note, because if we had, it is likely that Al-Qaeda wouldn't have gotten involved. This rebellion's 2 years old. If we had helped in some way in the early stages, either tactically or weapons support or something, it's probable that Al-Qaeda wouldn't be involved now. But now they've taken it over. And right. So here's what you really want to ask yourself at the end of the day. Is there something Tuesday night that President Obama can reveal? For instance, and I'm just throwing a hypothetical out there, and I'm asking listeners, 888-340-3373, what would it take for the president to say on Tuesday for you to give him permission to go to war with Syria? But let's say hypothetically he's figured out that Iran, Syria, and Russia are plotting to take over the world, and unless we do this now, that's going to happen. He better have evidence. There better be something that he can give the American people more than what, you know, John Kerry has huffed and puffed about for the last 2 weeks to great consternation by mostly himself. Go ahead.
Or if, on another thought, there's information that would strongly indicate, which is already the case, if we do nothing, would Iran or Syria or whoever attack Israel?
Well, Iran's threatened to attack Israel if we do attack Syria. So, like, let's advance that. Stephen, hold on. Let's talk, and we'll take callers. 888-340-3373. He's Stevie B, live from Texas. I'm Kevin in New York. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
86.
If we don't do this, Assad will have a message that he can use these weapons with impunity. We will have turned our back on the next batch of children, on the next batch of parents. We will have turned our back on the international norm. We will have lost credibility in the world. And I guarantee you, if we turn our backs today, the picture we all saw in the paper today and the media of those people being shot, that will take place more because more extremists will be attracted to this because they will be funded as the only alternative in order to take on Assad.
Now, that may just be a big jumble of words to you, but let me just say in summary, what Secretary of State John Kerry was saying there is that if we don't bomb Syria, who are fighting al-Qaeda in the Syrian civil war, that al-Qaeda will grow. If we don't bomb their enemy, al-Qaeda will grow, and they'll become more powerful and win or something. But if we bomb their enemy, won't they do that anyway? I know, it's crazy, common sense, logical question, but that's just one that ran through my head when I heard that. 888-340-3373. It is the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast, and normally a little bit more lighthearted than tonight, but we're in a historic moment here. We're in a moment where the president's going to come to the American people on Tuesday night. He's going to put a speech on the teleprompter, because where else would it be? And he's going to say to the American people, this is why we have to bomb Syria. And I said a week ago he's going to let Congress weigh in on it, but he never said that he was going to let Congress authorize it. He never said he would only do it if Congress did authorize it. What will happen? What do you want him to say? What are you looking for from him that would convince you that we should go and drop these bombs when Al-Qaeda is fighting Assad? We don't like either one of them. Both sides have used chemical weapons. Both sides are killing innocents. And the Al-Qaeda rebels are going into Christian villages and telling people to convert or they'll die. The Assad regime, to their credit, is not at least doing that part. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's take a call from line two. Clayton has been very patient in Tampa, Florida. Clayton, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough, in for Baldwin and myself tonight, and we're glad that you're with us. Your thoughts on the president's speech on Tuesday, and what do you want to hear him say? What would it take to convince you that we should go and do this?
Oh, hello, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Thank you.
What I have to have from President Obama is almost a guarantee we have all our ducks in a row. We know where we're going to bomb. We're going to destroy all the chemical weapons, and we can deal with Al-Qaeda later. But I think getting the weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of a tyrant is the most important thing.
But what about the weapons that the Al-Qaeda side has?
And no veteran likes war.
Right.
But we're in almost a catch-22 situation here.
I agree.
We know we can handle Al-Qaeda. We know this. But I need a guarantee from him and Congress saying we're not going to put our troops in harm's way and go in half-stepping. Let's get rid of it, make our statement, and deal with the consequences after.
All right, Clayton. Thank you. That's what it's going to take to convince him. 888-340-3373. Stevie B is back with us. Steven, you just heard from Clayton. Let me ask you, what does the president have to say Tuesday night for the Baldwin family to go, okay, we are good with this. We're now going to say, okay, Mr. President, take our authority, take our boys, take our weapons, go do what needs to be done. What do you guys have to hear in your household this Tuesday night?
Well, I think, Kevin, if what we understand the situation to be is that we go in and knock some of the chemicals out, because the truth is you're not going to get rid of all the chemicals.
Not now. He's had 11 days to put them here, there, and everywhere.
Right, exactly. Then my question is, if you take out some of the chemicals, and if whatever our effort is inevitably leads to Assad getting knocked out, and then you have... For what it seems to be a situation where Al-Qaeda takes over the country, then is he prepared to go all the way to do what has been what President Obama has even voiced, which is if we have to take the fight to outside the country, and if Al-Qaeda or whatever, if terrorists take over Syria, then is he willing to go all the way? That's what I'd like to hear Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Regardless of Iran and regardless of whatever the world thinks, they killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
Yeah.
Terrorists.
Which is just around the corner. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
8986.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York in a very intense night tonight. We normally try to have a lot more laughs on the broadcast when Steven's here in studio with us in New York, but he's on assignment in Tyler, Texas. And we're about to start World War III, friends. That's what I'm afraid of. Look, here's what we've already been told. If we drop bombs on Syria, Iran's already said they're going to start sending missiles into Israel. Russia and China have both said, don't do this, or we'll have to support the people that we're supporting, which are Syria and Iran. Are we really ready to start down this path? I think there's an explanation as to why, out of every 500 calls that have come to Congress this week, 498 of them have said, no way. But the president still feels, at least this, I believe this is what he would say, he still feels that it is important that we do this. So he's going to come Tuesday to the podium, look the camera straight in the eye, talk to you, the American people, and say, this is why we should drop bombs on Syria. What are your thoughts about that? This is your chance to voice your opinion, your desire to say what you need to say. And what do you want to say? If you're against it, what does he need to say to convince you? Is there any convincing you of the need of this? Republicans and Democrats at the highest levels have joined together and said, we need to do this. And others at the highest levels have said, no. I'm in the no category for now. If this is necessary, I just want to be told why. I want to see why. I want to see the evidence as to why. If there is some direct threat that involves America's safety and security, and this is the only way to put that down, then I'm as much for it as anybody else. But I haven't seen that, and I don't know that it's coming. I want to know what you think, though. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Robert out of Dallas, watching us tonight on Channel 47. Robert, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Thank you. I've been watching and listening to the other callers. And as far as what he's doing, it's almost like the Jewish people when they were chemically killed, too. It's starting all over again. They really need to do something. They should have actually voted him, or not voted, but put him on the world court early on.
Mr. Assad, you're meaning.
Mr. Now, both sides need to listen that they're doing wrong. And, yes, I agree that it could implicate the Al-Qaeda also, but they have to understand when they take him out, they also could be taken out. Do we want war? No. But we can't back down, because if we back down, then we're going to be suppressed eventually. War is here to stay unless Russia and China will work with us, and they don't seem to. The Bible said something like this, all good men stand and let sin abound. We can't let bad things go on. We need to come to a head. I don't want to die, but I don't want to live in fear either. We fought for our country, and then I guess we need to do something about this for sure.
All right, Robert. I thank you for your call. What you're saying there is very reminiscent of something that Winston Churchill said in World War II, or before World War II, but he basically said that because of the unique position that the United States is in, that there will come times when they will be expected to intervene and take action when no one else will be. And that's the price you carry when you are the moral leader of the world. The question I have is, are we the moral leader of the world at this point? I don't know that our motives are peace and democracy everywhere. I don't know what our motives are here. That's part of my very disconcerted feelings about this. I don't know what we're doing, and I don't know why we're doing it. You say you're going to try to kill people because they chemically cooked some people with chemical weapons, but the other side used them in March, and about 60 other times, as best we can tell, in between now and then. Both sides have been acting badly, and both sides are not good people. How do we benefit? How does America benefit? How do our allies benefit by getting involved? We'll put our allies in harm's way. Turkey, Jordan, Israel, they will all be on notice. Tough stuff to try to answer tonight. Let's get to line two. Richard is calling from Louisville, Kentucky, listening to AM 1080, and I think that's WKJK AM. Thanks, Richard, for being here. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, well, I think we're not the moral leader of the world because the president is immoral, a serial liar with a whole history of lying and deception. Of his own people, us, the American citizens.
And that's making it hard for us to accept what he's telling us. I know that.
Nobody wants to follow this guy into battle. Not even the blacks. The blacks might want to help him save face for all these lies and scandals that he's created, but just because he's black, but they don't want to follow him themselves. Not really. That's why you've got 498 congressmen voting against versus only 2-4.
No, those aren't congressmen, Richard. Hold on a second. Those are callers calling their congressmen saying, don't vote for this.
Well, they've taken polls. But they've taken preliminary polls of the Congress, too, and that's what they're getting. About 90% opposed versus only 10% for following Obama into conflict, and we Obama has lied just in the past several days. First of all, he lied about the red line, denying that he'd ever put a red line out there. And he's lied about, according to the United Nations, he's jumped the gun about on the assumption that Assad himself ordered the use of chemical weapons, and that's why they
didn't give him the resolution to take action. Thank you, Richard. Which was something that, as much as President Bush was criticized here publicly in our media and by our Hollywood elites, he was criticized again and again, called a unilateralist, taking unilateral action. There were 48 countries that were with us in Iraq, and we had two United Nations resolutions before taking that action. We have nothing here. This is Baldo McCullough Live. Stay with us.
What does that sound mean to you?
A fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
A fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
MuchGood.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Thank you for being with us. Stephen, on assignment tonight, has been able to check in a couple of times from Tyler, Texas, in the event that he was at. But, friends, a very, very historic week lies in front of us. The president will go to the American people on Tuesday night and say, I need the authorization to start another war. And what we decide to do there, whether we give him that authorization and whether he decides to abide by it, will determine a huge arc of the future for our country. Financially, it will affect things for decades. In the long run, it may engage a larger conflict in the region or across the globe that we may or may not be ready for. I don't know. One of the things, those of you that know who Kevin McCullough is, know that I do a daily talk show across the country, and many of these same stations carry that. I've been encouraging people to spend a lot of time this week praying for their country and for their government and for their leaders. One of my former pastors said something to me not long ago that I thought was phenomenal, not long ago, maybe 15 years now. But he said, Kev, you need to understand that when things look the bleakest, God can change people who won't through prayer. So tonight my encouragement to you is prayer can change men who won't, so pray. Pray for President Obama, pray for Speaker Boehner, pray for the Senate, pray for the Congress, pray for the generals and the military as the discussions come to a head as to what to do with Syria in the days to come. Today, the Pope held an event that 100,000 people across the globe gathered for, and they spent 4 hours praying and asking God to intervene, to bring peace to this world, not more destruction and more war. It is discouraging to see what is going on in Syria. But I think we need wisdom in the days to come and not just knee-jerk reaction. So I hope that's what we get. Let me real quickly take a call from Stan. You may be our last caller tonight in Magna, Utah, line one. Stan, are you there?
Yep.
What's your thoughts, Stan? Go ahead.
You hear me?
I can hear you. Go right ahead, Stan.
Oh, I think we need a new party called Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus from the Bible. New party. I think we got to vote. I think we got to vote that Jesus Christ come in their heart, and all the people you mentioned comes in their heart. And I think a true leader who knows how to fight won't tell the enemy what he's doing. Won't come on TV and say, "What do I do?"
All right, Stan, thanks for the call. Let's take a call real quickly from Bob in Sheboygan, Michigan. Bob, you may be our last caller tonight. Go right ahead.
All right. For one thing, my personal opinion, even if intelligence is right, and we do know where the chemical weapons are in that company, or in that country, bombing them or burning them or dispersing them in any way is going to cause a lot more casualties of innocent life. It's not like it's going to be a contained thing. If we blow it up, it will disperse out.
Yeah, good thought to end on, Bob. Great practical stuff. Kevin McCullough saying we'll see you next Saturday here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.